So no matter what you did in your past that wasn't necessarily racist, it now is racist. And so therefore you must be canceled.
This is the thing. There are people out there who believe it's their duty for some reason to go ruin people's lives.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can I get a little bit of that common sense?
All right, what do you want to start with?
Well, first of all, this is going to become a thing. I think monthly we're just going to have to do like a pop culture mashup, if you will, because there's a lot of crazy happening in pop culture, and I feel like it's our responsibility to cover it.
It is our responsibility.
It is.
Because it all leads to politics and pop culture are inextricably linked.
Right.
And they are important to discuss together.
They run together. They're like a river that runs together. Just like they
it's
run
like a
together.
A river runs through it.
Right.
A river runs right through it.
That up for you.
And then I just lobbed it back.
Wasn't Brad Pitt in that movie?
He was. Yeah. He looked really, really good in it.
He did look good in that movie.
But first, we have to talk about our fabulous friends at MyPillow, who
now
are offering their queen size premium pillow for just $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. Such a bargain.
Like, get like 14 of them and then line your whole bed with the MyPillows and then jump on your bed and just sleep on the MyPillows. That's what I would do.
You could do that, and you could put them on top of the mattress topper, the MyPillow mattress topper, which is another amazing thing.
Right.
Could to make be my wearing your slippers.
Yes, wearing your slippers, and then your dog can be on the floor on his or her dog bed. I'm thinking about doing that to make my cabin more bearable. Right now, my 650 square foot cabin more bearable just to
you
jump
should.
On a blanket of my pillows.
Mm. Oh my God, that would be glorious.
God,
you should definitely
so.
Fill your entire loft with my pillow product.
Oh my God, I should just line it with my pillows and then maybe just like a mattress cover in there. Oh my God, I could totally do this. Yeah.
You could totally do it. And everybody should do it. And everybody can get massive discounts, including the ones that we just talked about with the actual queen size and king size pillows, if you use code CHICKS at 1-800-875-0513 or mypillow.com. So which pop culture story would you like to tackle first?
You pick.
Well, we could talk about Ellie Kemper, who I didn't even know, like, if you would have said Ellie Kemper to me 3 hours ago, I would have been like, I don't know who that is.
Who's that? Yeah. If you see her, you know she is. But if you hear her name, you're like, who is that? Yeah, you don't know her. But I know her. You know her from The Office because your kid is a teenager and now watches The Office like maniacally because that's what teenage kids do. I know her from Bridesmaids because she was like the really virginal chick in Bridesmaids, the really sweet one.
So funny.
Remember on the plane, she's like, you smell
when she's like, this is my husband. I'm married now. This is my husband. I married somebody and now he's my husband. Do you have a husband? Because I have
God.
One.
God.
She was so funny.
See, I think she's the one that brides when she's like, they're drunk on the plane. And she's like, you smell like sunshine and roses. And remember, they're all like making out on the plane and stuff. Yeah.
So
I just remember her from being that chick.
Yes.
She's that girl. Okay.
And, you know, she probably got up like she does every other day. And she maybe checked her social media account like she probably does every other day. But today, if she would have done that, she would realize that unbeknownst to her, she was basically canceled overnight by social media because of a resurfaced 1999 photograph of her winning pageant queen at the Veiled Prophet Ball when she was only 19 years old in St. Louis.
Okay, so why would she be canceled over that? Veiled Prophet, what does that mean?
It's the name of the ball, and then it was called that when she won it, and then the name was changed to Fair St. Louis in 1992.
Okay.
So no, it was called the Fair St. Louis when she was also named the Queen. So she entered and won this. It's kind of like a debutante ball. You probably knew in Georgia of like debutante balls, like coming out balls and all that sort of stuff. Not these kind of balls, like not Governor DeSantis balls, right? Not those kinds of balls, but the actual gala.
Those are my favorite kinds of balls. not the kind that people go to. But I'm trying to understand. Okay, so she was at this ball, but they said it's linked to white supremacy.
I guess if you try really hard to link it to racism, you can link anything that you want to racism these days, right? So that's right. What people are doing is because the club that this was held at has a history of racism because black members were not allowed until 1979. I guess you can make the case then, too, that like anybody who has ever taken part in the golf tournament in Augusta, also super racist, right? Like, we should cancel all of it. I mean, this is so stupid.
Yeah, they're a white supremacist. I mean, maybe she just thought she was in a pageant.
Yeah, she did.
She probably just thought, I'm in a pageant. I'm going to get in a dress and I'm going to go dress up as a 19-year-old and not care about anything but getting all dressed up, dolled up, and winning this pageant. Yay.
Because it's like what rich families do with their daughters that are coming of age. Mm-hmm. They send them to these fancy formal balls and like it's not a big deal, except fast forward 21 years and everything is racist. And so no matter what you did in your past that wasn't necessarily racist, it now is racist. And so therefore you must be canceled.
Right. And now there's a Daily Beast columnist. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Wajahat Ali? This is a Daily Beast columnist, and this person wrote, I had to read the Ellie Kemper news 5 times. The KKK has a princess?
Oh, geez. I've seen that, too, they're calling her the KKK princess. Come on.
Right. This is what they're saying about her now. So, I mean, I'm just kind of like, okay. I mean, and then somebody from CNN, of course, wrote, I don't know much about Ellie Kemper, but growing up in St. Louis in the 1970s and 80s, I remember the Veiled Prophet Fair very well. I was always told it was only for white people. The racial segregation was so normalized that people were just expected to know their place.
She, as a 19-year-old girl, has to be canceled now because of something that she did that she probably was asked to do by her parents?
Right.
What are we doing?
Listen, she probably only knew that she was going to get dressed up, put on a pretty gown, mm-hmm. and smile for a bunch of people on a stage. That's all. I guarantee you that's what she knew. And then she was like, I get to do this at 19. Seriously. And now she's getting canceled. It's crazy.
It's insane what we're doing right now in our culture. Right. And what will be even more insane is if she apologizes. If she apologizes, she is donezo. She needs to stand up and say, everyone's being ridiculous. I was 19 years old. This was a debutante ball and nothing more than that. And anyone trying to suggest that I'm racist simply for being a part of it should be ashamed of themselves. The end.
And furthermore, who went and looked for this? Who is the horrible person that went searching for this? Because, I mean, she's 41 years old. She's 41 freaking years old, right? So they went and looked for something that she did when she was 19. Who is the person that doesn't have a life that went and did this? I'd like to know who that person is, right?
Yeah.
Who just had the time? Like, who is the time? Who did that? Who decided, you know what? It's Ellie Kemper's day to be canceled. It's her day. You know? I mean, this is the thing.
Why did you pick her? Why?
Right. I don't know, but this is the thing. There are people out there who believe it's their duty for some reason to go ruin people's lives. Our world's so nuts right now. And you're right. She probably will apologize. This is probably what she's going to do, Mock. And that'll drive me crazy.
That's the worst thing she can do.
I totally agree. Don't bow to the mob, man. Don't do it, because that's precisely what they are, is a freaking mob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why, when you look again, to use him as an example again, I know I've talked about this before, but Jordan Peterson will never get canceled because he will never apologize for the things that he says. And that is how you deal with the mob. You do not buy into what they are accusing you of if you know that it is not true. This girl probably knows that she is not a racist and has nothing to apologize for, but she'll feel pressure because she's in Hollywood and that is what they do. They all bend and then her life will get even worse.
Right. What's it going to do? Her career is ruined right now as it is. Mm-hmm. So you either stand up and have a life after this, or you take your beating and say, okay, I guess I'm not going to have a career, right? Either have some integrity or have them beat you. to a pole.
Yeah.
And then you just put your tail between your legs and bow to the mob. And then the rest of us suffer for it too, because it just is going to keep happening over and over and over and over again. And the mob keeps winning. The mob just gains more power. This is what's happening. They're just gaining more and more power. They feel empowered and emboldened to keep canceling people as if they get to do that.
It's so unbelievable that there are people, to your point, who actually take the time to go back this far in history to try to uncover stuff that people did in their childhood and teen years.
And you know what? We're giving it to them. The society is giving them the power to say who gets to stay and who gets to go. Screw them.
I know.
It's like,
why are we doing that?
I don't know, because people are so afraid of being called names. I don't know this woman I don't know her from Adam, right? I don't know anything about her, but she's had a career. She's made a career for herself. I've not seen anything to the contrary. I've not seen anything that suggests that she's like wearing a white hood on the weekends. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that suggests that she is in fact a racist or a white supremacist for that matter. So
well, I mean, she is white. So
except for that. So why are we giving these people power? Why are we giving them power to say you're ruined now? Why are we doing that?
I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And I have zero respect for the people that bow.
It's insanity.
So dumb. Can we just take a moment to talk about the fact that even though your lighting is not great, right?
My lighting is horrible.
Your skin is amazing.
It looks ultra amazing with the white pallor I have on it right now. Like,
I mean, your lighting does not show the flawlessness of your skin now that you have been using Chamonix GenuCell plant stem cell technology products.
I really do love them. I use their XV cream all over at night. And then I also use the Zotique serum. I love that stuff under my eyes. It's like now I'm kind of addicted to it. Not kind of, I am addicted to it. It's fantastic stuff, you guys. And we don't endorse anything we don't use. So we really do love this stuff. GenuCell is the bomb.com.
It really is. And I love their, because I like scrubby things. I like to really do the exfoliating, and they have this amazing microdermabrasion goo it's called Crystals, and it absolutely feels so scrubby and delicious, and it smells amazing. All the products are so good. So, so luxurious. And you feel like you're getting so spoiled when you use them. So you should absolutely take advantage of getting the Zotique that you just talked about. You get that free if you order the most popular products package.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. And how can they get that, Mock? How can they get
Well, if you
things?
Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks.
And you got to enter our promo code. It's CHICKS. That is our promo code. You can get an extra 10% off, you guys. That's kind of a big deal. It's great stuff. You need to try it. Do it today. You're not going to be sorry that you did. It's at lovegenucell.com/chicks and enter our promo code CHICKS.
Yeah. It's 10% off no matter what you get. But if you get the most popular package, that's when you get the free Zotique. And that's the stuff that's like the deep serum, like the super awesome serum.
It's gold.
Definitely
it's liquid gold.
It is liquid gold. I would even go so far as to say it's liquid platinum.
Yeah, it really
about
is.
That?
Such
I'll tell you who does
stuff.
Not need it, though. And that is this kid on TikTok who is like absolutely taking TikTok by storm. We mentioned him in our earlier podcast, our daily video podcast. But I'm telling you what, he continues to show up continuously in my TikTok feed. It's crazy.
Okay, so he's a cute kid. He kind of is like a mishmash between like a Rob Lowe, a Matt Dillon, like all the cute 80s boys mixed together, like mushed together into one boy. He has like an 80s essence about him. And he is cute. Like at first I was like, eh. And then you showed me a couple more videos and I was like, all right, I can see it. I can see where a lot of the 40s and like early 50s moms are kind of going, he's cute. Like, how old is he? Because I don't want to feel naughty for looking at this kid, you know?
Well, and good news is you don't have to because he is 21. He goes by Whitey18 on TikTok. And all he does primarily is just look really smoldery in the camera and lip sync songs from our generation, from our youth. Like, it just is a super nostalgic look back of that whole time period where we had our Tiger Beat magazine covers pasted to our bedroom walls. And we were, you know, like absolutely fantasizing about the Rob Lowe's and whoever else was on the cover of Tiger Beat.
Right. Right.
And he has captured that essence in a way that no one has in a long, long time. And women are losing their minds over this kid.
It's kind of funny. It's a phenomenon. It'll last a good 15 minutes and then he'll be like replaced by, you know, some sort of a screaming husky that's on TikTok. You know,
I don't know that a husky can replace this kid.
He'll have his 15 minutes and then it'll be over. Something else will come along. This is the nature of social, right? It's the nature of just TikTok. It's just social in general. You know, somebody has their time and then they're poof, they're gone.
I saw a dad put up a TikTok saying, I'd like to call to order the first meeting of the husbands whose wives are in the process of being stolen by Whitey 18.
Oh, my
the
God. That's so funny.
They can't take all. He can't take all of our wives at once. So there is hope, you guys.
I heard his actual dad was really cute.
He's okay. That like he did. There was I've one video that he showed his dad. And
really?
He's a dad. I mean, he's not. He doesn't have the same smolder as his right. son. His son's going to have to teach him a few of those eye rolls and winks that he does. But, you know, he's a fine looking fellow.
Is he? Okay.
I mean, he's okay. He looks like a dad.
He looks like dad. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm more for the dads than I am the 21-year-olds. So,
well, that's because
I don't know.
You could have birthed him, and that's inappropriate right. for us to look at him.
That's right. That's right.
Whenever I come across some of his videos, I look at the comments, and it's all these women who are our age going, I feel like a felon watching this. This is got right. to stop.
Totally. I know. I know. Okay. So what's his handle again?
It is Whitey18. And if you haven't found him by a search, he'll show up in your newsfeed automatically 700
right,
times
I feel like, because you know what happens when you talk about stuff and then all of a sudden, because you know that like the universe, the social universe listens to you. And so we've talked about it. So now any woman that's listened to this, all of a sudden it's going to start showing up. He's going to start showing up in their feed and they're going to be like, wait a second. Damn you chicks. Yeah. So it'll just show up. Kind of like those things that you start looking for stuff. You just talk about something you want to buy with your husband. And all of a sudden, it'll start showing up in your search feed.
Yes.
No worries.
Totally.
Whitey will start showing up.
I mean, he's good at what he does. I'll just say that.
Right.
He's very,
right.
very good at what he does.
We have a couple more things. Are we going to be talking about Madonna's son? Are we talking? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So tell about Madonna's son.
Well, Madonna's son, David Banda, he is I think he's the black son. She has a
yes.
son that is, remember him? Yeah, he's super
She's
cute.
Got a son with Guy Ritchie.
Right. Is that him?
This is her adopted son. This is one of the Malawi kids, I think, that she adopted.
Right. The adopted son. He wore a dress. And so that's news.
Because he strutted around in this long, white, silky, satin flowing dress. And mm-hmm. he strutted around one of her mansions, I guess. I mean, right. just like lighting it up.
Right. He's 15. And so, yeah, he's... He's breaking gender norms. He's breaking all the gender norms. And of course, his mom, who, by the way, is looking a little bit like a tiger. Have you seen her?
Oh, yeah.
Have
she's
you seen
a tiger.
Her? You know, she's looking a little tigery lately. Because that's the look now. Everybody wants to look like a tiger. But yeah, he's walking around in a white dress. And that's the thing now. Now, and it's very stunning and brave.
It's very stunning.
Very stunning and brave. He's breaking the gender norms. He's like breaking barriers, which I feel like he's not breaking barriers because didn't Harry Styles already do this?
Well, and even Jaden Smith before that.
That's right.
Right. Is that his name?
He did it like years ago.
Oh, I mean, he was way ahead of the game.
You're absolutely right, Mark. Yeah. So I mean,
at some point, this is just going to be normal, I guess, that dudes are going to walk around in dresses and we're just supposed to all accept it like as normal.
I'm kind of yawning at this now. I'm yawning, David. It's not a big deal. Your mother was like naked, like hitchhiking. It's like, this is not, wearing a silk white dress is not that big of a deal, you know?
This is just an attention grab, right? Because like Demi Lovato came out and said, remember how we talked about her a few weeks ago and we were like, oh, she's they, them now and she's non-binary.
Right.
So that was her moment to grab attention then. But like it wasn't enough attention. So now she is also saying that the reason it took her so long to announce her non-binariness is because of the patriarchy.
Really? The patriarchy did that.
When I read that.
The patriarchy held her down from telling everybody that. Mm-hmm. Really, that's really interesting.
I feel like she was supposed to conform to this like perfect little pop star version of herself. Mm. And so she did. Yeah. And I contend that she looked amazing as that version of herself.
She looked really,
really good. The further you go left, the uglier you become.
I mean, look at Katy Perry.
Exactly. That's another great example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She became very feminist. And then, you know, you sort of start looking like a feminist, you know?
Saying. Nobody wants to look like that.
I'm just putting that out there. So then what is she going to, do you think she'll be as successful now as she was before, or she's just going to like keep trying to one up herself on, I guess, trying to be shocking, you know, like what's next? You know,
I guess she's just going to be like super woke, and that's going to be her thing now. She's going to be like a woke influencer.
That's
because I don't think she's doing any more singing. Like, she hasn't put out any new music that I'm aware of.
This is the thing. So she'll just start a podcast and just, you know, talk about her wokeness.
Yes.
And how everybody else is not woke. And then she'll just get pissed off at yogurt stores.
Right. She's really
good
at that.
That's what she's going to do.
Probably because she's not getting enough Omaha steaks in her diet. She's focusing on the froyo instead of focusing on the amazing meat that you get from Omaha Steaks.
She does need protein. She does. Oh my God. Listen, you guys, we are so excited that we have an endorsement with Omaha Steaks now. This is our first week talking about them. Super stoked. I got Omaha Steaks as a gift a couple years ago for like, I think it was like Mother's Day or Christmas or something like that. And then I haven't turned back since. Like, I got them and I was like, what is this? And I thought, okay, well, I got steak. I mean, whatever. I got steak as a gift. Okay, I'll eat them. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like the fillets were amazing. They have chicken that's out of this world. They have these amazing apple tartlets, which are, oh my God, they're so good. They have all this great food. And I don't like to shop. I'm not lazy or anything like that, but I'm not good at it. I'm not good at like picking out
fillets.
Like going
to the grocery, you mean?
Yeah, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at saying, I want this, you know, piece of whatever meat. I'm not good at picking. I'm just not good at it. So I like having things delivered to my house. I'm like, I want that. I want that. Looks good. Just send it to me, you know? And so their stuff is phenomenal. It's just high quality stuff. And so I know that I can give it to my husband. He can shove it on the grill and I know I'm going to have yummy food. And mm-hmm. So Omaha Steaks is the best, you guys, the best.
And you can also get 4 New York strip burgers for free right now, just in time for Father's Day. Father's Day is a slam dunk to get Omaha Steaks as a gift for someone, especially right now when they have what's called the Get Out and Grill assortment. So if you go to omahasteaks.com and type chicks in the search field, you'll immediately see that Get Out and Grill assortment. It includes 20 entrees. We're talking burgers, chicken, sides, desserts. It's got that 4 New York strip burgers for free. It's got everything that you could ever want to set up your husband, your brother, your dad. He's going to be set up on the grill and you're going to benefit because you're going to get to eat it all. It is the best steak of your life. They guarantee it. So convenient. And you can get those free New York strip burgers right now if you order the Get Out and Grill assortment going to omahasteaks.com and typing chicks in the search field. So stoked about this, you guys. So stoked.
Yeah, we're really, really happy about that. So definitely try them if you've never tried them because they're the bomb. And then we also have to mention, too, since we're doing kind of a recap of celebrity news, that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are dating again. They're basically dating again.
This is a bad move on her part.
Right. And I just need to point out that I don't think that there are do-overs. Now, we have a lot of people that disagree with us because, and we'll probably get mail, but there are people who have written us and said, oh my God, I started dating my high school sweetheart again or whatever, and we're married now and we have 3 kids, you know? So we get a lot of mail that people will say that to us and that we're completely wrong about this. But we're talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck, you guys, okay?
This is a mistake on every level.
What was their name? It was Bennifer? Was it Bennifer? And I think now they should be called Jenjamin. As their 2.0 name, you know, because we got to mix it up this time.
Or right? How about just using their last names and we could just call them Laflack?
There you go. Laflack is so much better. I love it. But it's just so ridiculous. Like, it's just.
It is.
And I think part of it is that she just can't be alone. Mm-hmm. Like, they just are two people who are so sad that they can't be by themselves, you know, just like for even 2 days.
Like, just take a month and just enjoy some solitude. Learn who you are before you try to figure out a whole other person and who you are with that person. Just, this is just a bad, bad idea.
Too. Especially when there are kids involved. I mean, I know nobody asked us, but, you know, this is what we do. J-Lo. The chicks are saying no. Figure yourself out.
Yeah. Just do not recommend. 1 out of 10 on the recommendation scale. Do not recommend this relationship at all. Mm-mm. All right. Until next week, you can listen to us. Obviously, you want to subscribe to this podcast. You can also check out our website at chicksontheright.com and other places like...
Well, our website, chicksontheright.com, is the place where you go for all of our stuff. All the things. And then all the things. That has all of our, everything that you want to get for the chicks is on our website. It's like a one-stop shop. And then Instagram at chicksonright, Twitter at chicksonright, Rumble and Parler, and all the social media is at chicksonright. So those are the little social places that you need to go and check out and follow at once. And then Facebook. We have a lot of little Facebook places, like our regular Facebook page is Chicks on the Right. And then we have an insiders page, which is for like super special, awesome people. And you can go there and get special content. And it's troll free. And there's like a minimal little fee to get in on that. But it's totally worth it because they're wonderful people. It's just an awesome group of people. And then we have a Facebook group that is out there, too. So we have a couple different options for Facebook. And then am I missing anything?
Well, there's also our tailgating crew on our YouTube channel, which is the Mock and Daisy Show on YouTube. And so if you'd like to be able to chat with people ahead of our daily videos, you can do that starting at around 6:30 a.m. They start chatting in advance of our show at 7 a.m. that's live streamed.
That's
so
Eastern.
Eastern time.
That's Eastern time.
And that's all kinds of ways to connect with people, not just us, but the people who follow us and who, it's just such a great community. So we highly, highly, highly recommend that.
Definitely.
Okay, you guys,
until next week, have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you then.
Bye, everybody.
The Biden administration is blocking lawmakers from getting to the truth at the border, and the Chinese have very disturbing ambitions in space. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll dig into these issues and a whole lot more with Texas Congressman Brian Babin. And I'll also discuss the left suddenly admitting that the COVID lab leak theory is worth investigating. Join me. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.